Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins. They take the biggest stories of the day, cut through the nonsense, and say the quiet part out loud.
You're the co-chair of this political party.
But that excites the minions when they hear that. Oh, tax the millionaires.
Well, it sounds good, and then I get free stuff. Yay!
Yeah, but nothing is free, man.
That's when being Somebody's an adult really is a challenge, huh?
MVR, weekdays 11 till 2 on News Radio 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620, informative, local, dependable. Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Good morning. I'm Colton Wright, filling in for Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3 this morning. On the line, I've got a dear friend and a great local business leader, Kelvin Infinger. He's the vice president of Green Hut Construction Company. He was the 2025 chair of ABC Florida, and he's still involved on that board. And this gentleman is heavily involved in our community. He serves on the boards for NAOP Northwest Florida, Florida West EDA, and Brace. And I'm just telling you, if you don't know Kelvin Infinger, you're missing out. This guy's a great guy, and probably got some of the best hair of anyone I've ever met, and one of the deepest voices of anyone I've ever met. Hey, good morning, Kelvin.
Good morning, Colton. Love the introduction, man. You almost sound like you know what you're doing on this radio hosting gig.
Fake it till you make it, brother.
I hear you.
I appreciate you calling in so on early in the morning. I know you've got a busy day, so we can't keep you too long, but hopefully you've got some time to spend with us this morning. So, hey, we're talking about the region's economic growth and outlook. Just generally speaking, about the entire panhandle. As you know, I try to take a little bit more of a regional approach to things, not just strictly Santa Rosa County. So with your experience, how do you view the current state of the local construction industry? I mean, that's the world you live in. So give us a little background on what's going on.
Well, I think in short summary, we could say it's as strong as it's ever been. When you look across really any market sector in construction right now, you see activity across multiple counties. So we see, you know, we're seeing, you know, light industrial to medium industrial growth. You're seeing, you know, growth in the education and higher education sectors. You're seeing healthcare expansion really across our communities. And, you know, and a lot of these projects aren't seen by the public when you ride around. Some of them are, some of them aren't. But, you know, projects that the public wouldn't see would be, you know, growth, you know, with the Department of War and our military installations, as well as growth at the Port of Pensacola. And I think that's a strong testament when you look at the amount of growth that's happening across kind of all market sectors. Is really a testament to saying that we're doing growth right in our communities, meaning that as we're bringing new jobs online and we're seeing growth in industrial parks, we're also expanding our opportunities for higher education. We're expanding our education facilities in our communities for our K-12. We're expanding those services for the community, you know, to be able to have the services that they want or desire. And you don't see that in every community. I mean, I know you've probably seen it as you travel throughout the U.S. and you'll see communities where they've had opportunities to maybe grow their industrial parks. And you see, you know, some large expansion of some projects and job creation. And those communities don't have the services they need to support it. And I think when you take a look at Northwest Florida holistically, you see that the economic growth that's happening that's largely accredited to what Triumph Gulf Coast has been able to do with their funds, coupled with our economic development directors across this region, have just done a phenomenal job of making sure we've got a healthy balance of job creation along with services that are needed to support that job creation.
Yeah, no doubt. You know, that we've all heard the term, if you're not growing, you're dying. And I know there's some folks in the community that seem to be kind of anti-growth, and they don't like hearing that. But when you look around the nation, there are definitely communities you can tell that have really bought in to making improvements and making the investments in their economy, and those that have chosen to take the no growth stance. And you can see the results of that, can't you?
Absolutely. I mean, I think it's troubling when you hear, you know, folks in the community pushing back against job creation, because, you know, like yourself, you grew up in this community, Colton, and I think we can safely say if there's an opportunity for young men and women right now in Northwest Florida that didn't exist 20 years ago, 30 years ago, we're able to retain that talent. I mean, when our kids, you know, graduate high school or they graduate from higher ed, there is opportunities that exist here in our communities that didn't exist 20, 30 years ago when we were looking at entering the workforce. And I think that's a beautiful thing when we create opportunities for our young people to be able to, you know, stay here at home if they so choose and start a life here.
Yeah, I agree 100%. There's a much different circumstance today than when it was when I was growing up. Hey, hang with us for just a minute. We're going to go to PJ with traffic on the fives.
I-10 and 110 both continue to flow smooth. Not showing any slowdowns on Pine Forest or Carr City. The front gate of NES Pensacola is still backed up to Inner Bay. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives. Back to you.
Thanks, PJ. Well, so if you're just joining us, we're talking to Kelvin Infinger of Green Hut Construction Company. So, Kelvin, you're involved with the youth and trying to make sure that we're feeding the pipeline for the construction trades and give people an opportunity to have a good career. How's the skilled trade shortage affecting our community?
Well, it's affecting our community like it's affecting this industry across the nation. And like many other industries, we all suffer from attracting that young talent into the workforce pipelines. And when you look at construction, it really started in 2008 with the Great Recession. The industry really took a hit. A lot of folks left the workforce, didn't come back to it when the engine started back up for the construction industry. And so, you know, today we're still living with a problem that was created over 15 years ago, and we're struggling, you know, to attract as an industry, we're struggling to attract that young talent. I will say that in the past couple of years, you know, I call it a renaissance, to where the education system is starting to now really put a lot of emphasis back in career and technical education. We see that locally from Okaloosa, Santa Rosa, Escambia school districts. Even with the state colleges starting to put some emphasis on some of its programs. And that's really helping fix the problem. We got private apprenticeship programs across the state that are also doing their part to fix the issue. But I don't have the specific number locally, but I'll tell you nationally, the construction industry this year needed to attract 350,000 skilled workers, and we're going to fall short of that mark. And the number for next year was around 450,000 that needed to be attracted. So I think it's really about, you know, getting into the school systems, really targeting the middle schoolers and young high schoolers to really showcase the industry, showcase the job, availability that's there. These are high paying jobs. These are good jobs. I hate to use the word alternate career paths because I don't really see it as an alternate, but it is a viable career for a young man or woman. And we got to do our part on the private sector, as well as coupling with the education system and what they're doing to really get these young men and women engaged in these programs and help them see it's a great career opportunity for them.
Yeah, no doubt. You know, I remember growing up, and it seems like for so many of us that were in Generation X, most of us, our parents, you know, their whole focus was, hey, you've got to go to college. You got to be a doctor. You got to be a lawyer. You got to be an accountant. There was some professional, you had to get a bachelor's degree. There was something you had to do like that. And I think for so long, there was a societal look down upon someone that was, a carpenter, a framer, a trim carpenter, a plumber, someone that, HVAC tech. And now you look at it, and I thank Mike Rowe for shedding some light on that over the last, 15, 20 years. But there's no shame in working with your hands. And I look back at school, and I think of some of the people, including myself, that maybe weren't the best students. And it's oftentimes because, maybe we just didn't want to take an academic route. But if you found something that we were good at and you fostered that, it provided a huge opportunity. And I think I'm glad to see that there's a huge investment in the trades and vocational opportunities for youth and retraining as well for, people that are looking to try a new career. Speak a little bit about.
Yeah, it's certainly turned around. It's headed in the right direction. I say this, I support traditional and non-traditional. I hate the word non-traditional. I hope someday that when we're talking about career paths, that it's all just considered to be a career path or a traditional career path, because it takes a healthy balance of both higher ed programs as well as career and technical education programs to make this world go round, right? And I think that's important for us to showcase to our young men and women. And really, you know, part of the problem is we gotta get to mom and dad, because mom and dad need to be educated on these opportunities for their children that may not be headed for a 4-year program, and help them understand that there are some great apprenticeship programs out there where their student could be learning in high school and come out of high school and finish this apprenticeship program with no debt or little debt, depending on where you are in the state. And enter into a high paying job that's going to create a lot of opportunities in the future for advancement. Sky's the limit in the construction industry, really, and it's kind of up to the individual where they want to take it.
Yeah, you know, so I think, you know, school started this week, and we've got the new Soundside High School across from the zoo in the Midway area in Santa Rosa County. And while it's not construction related, they have a vet tech program that they decided to put in there, you know, because of the close relationship having the zoo right across the street. And I just think, you know, giving kids an opportunity that's just different than the traditional, and letting them embrace some passion that they have and learn and grow and really invest in that. I tell my daughters, I don't really care what profession they choose to go into and what they decide to do with their lives moving forward professionally. As long as they give all the effort that they've got and they do it well, there's no shame in being a plumber. There's no shame in being a fashion designer. There's no shame in being a lawyer. If that's what you want to do, just make sure you do the best you can.
And I get the struggle as a father of an 18-year-old trying to help your child navigate those decisions for the rest of their life and what they're going to choose for a career. It's difficult. So I can understand all the conversation surrounding it. But what I find is when I talk to a lot of young men and women that are trying to make those decisions, I find that it's not that they're not interested in career and technical education. A lot of times they're just not aware of it, or maybe mom and dad hasn't shared that information or shown that to them as an opportunity. And once you get those wheels turning and they start thinking about it, they're like, oh, I like to work with my hands, or I like, you know, I like being outside, or I like being a problem solver. And like, you know, this could be, you know, really a career for me.
Yeah. I think that's, it's good to remind parents that are out there, if you're listening, that, you know, there are a number of options. If, you know, if you're in the Escambia County area, you've got George Stone. If you're in Santa Rosa, you've got Lachlan Votech. You know, many of the traditional high schools in both counties have some type of technical program. And then you've got Pensacola State College and the great work that they're doing. I mean, we've got a diesel mechanic school now. We've got commercial truck driving, AMP, so airframe and power plant for aircraft. So a lot of opportunities. Hey, so Kelvin, people often talk about growth and development in a negative light. You know this. You've been the recipient of it, especially in the Facebook world, as have I. What does Green Hut do for our communities with regard to construction? Maybe you can give a little bit of shed a little bit of light on the type of projects that Green Hut Construction has done and other commercial construction companies in our area and how they really contribute to our communities.
I think when you look specifically at companies like ours and other commercial contractors, not just in Northwest Florida, but across the country, they're providing a service to their communities. So if you use healthcare, if you have children or grandchildren in school or children or grandchildren in higher ed, if you're going out to a restaurant or you're using an automotive repair shop, or if you go to the grocery store or you go to the mall, That's really what the contractors that are affiliated with ABC nationally or just in the commercial sector, that's what they do. And they're providing necessary services. They're out there working on the military installations to provide facilities for our Department of War to keep us safe. That's a matter of national security. And, you know, I do get frustrated when I see people speak out against the industry. It's an industry that everything starts with. So when we think about everything we have, it's manufactured, processed, and brought to us, via a facility that was built by a contractor. And, I look for the day where the community rallies around, an industry that is so vital and so important to our community, to where they start patting members of this industry on the back and saying thank you rather than trying to tear them apart.
Yeah, I think it's important to remember, though, the vast majority of people are generally positive and going about their lives. And, when they go to church on Sunday morning, I think it's important that those people remember that, commercial construction built the church that they're at, or when they're at the grocery store, there's a commercial contractor that built that. And a perfect example, I was just at the ribbon cutting for the new medical examiner's office in that facility, and that was a perfect example of something a commercial contractor did. Kelvin, thank you so much for being with us this morning. Really appreciate everything you do for the community. Thanks for taking the time to speak with us this morning. We appreciate you.
Yep, thank you, Colton. I appreciate you having me on. It's always a pleasure to talk about this great industry.
Thanks so much. And we're going to go to PJ with traffic on the fives.
All right, I-10 and 110 are both looking good right now. Front gate of Venice, Pensacola is backed up to Bayou Grande. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
Hi, folks. This is your Congressman Jimmy Petronas. I'd like to think I'm a pretty nice guy, but right now the truth is I'm not feeling so nice. In fact, I am madder than a hornet, and here's why. Social media is harming our children. Kids are being manipulated by AI chatbots. Some have encouraged kids to harm themselves. Others have even committed suicide. You think fentanyl is dangerous? Some of these AI programs are what I call digital fentanyl. They're designed to get our kids hooked. I'm Jimmy Petronas, and I am fighting to change our laws so big tech will pay the price for what they're allowing our kids to see and do. Big tech must not be allowed to hunt our kids online and hook them to this digital fentanyl. We must stop these monsters from hurting our kids. And with your help, we will. I'd be honored to have your vote this primary day, August the 18th, paid for by Friends of Jimmy Petronas, Inc.
Now, look, I know nobody really wants to think about schoolwork during the summer. That's very understandable. Totally understand that. But did you know that your student, who might be doing okay at math or maybe is struggling at math, is going to lose, generally on average, around 2 months' worth of skills just by not practicing math over the summer? Yeah, they call it the summer slide, and 50% of students lose 2 or more months' worth of skills, meaning that when they go back to school in, August or September, they go back not as a May math student, but as a March math student. Well, you can prevent that. Instead of falling behind, you can leap ahead, look ahead, get ready, catch up, keep up, and go to Mathnasium. I'm big fans of the Mathnasium program. Our dear friends own it. My son taught there for a year. I am a big believer in the usefulness of good math education. And unfortunately, we don't have enough of it in Escambia County. We need more. Well, guess what? Mathnasium can help. There's a totally free assessment. That's the starting point. You just kind of find out what your student has and knows and maybe what they don't know. And then you figure out a plan to address that and prepare them even for next year and get ahead on the things that they might be learning and to make sure they've got the stuff that they need in order to stay where they should be. Mathnasium, located next to Marshall's in the Fresh Market Shopping Center at 9th and Airport.
You know those big banks where you're just an account number, where customer service is a chatbot, and hold music is your least favorite song? Yeah, we're not that. We're Penair Credit Union. Local, member-owned, and actually built to work for you. With better rates, few, if any, fees, and service from people who know you by name. So why bank big when you can bank better? Visit penair.org to learn more. Federally insured by NCUA.
Making the wrong choice can be very costly. Choosing the wrong plumbing company can cost you a lot of money. Hi, I'm Judy Lacey with Barbary Plumbing, and we've been repairing Pensacola's plumbing problems for over 50 years. We are the local originator of the flat rate pricing system, so you don't have to pay by the hour, and there are no surprises. When you need a plumber, make the right choice and call Barbary Plumbing. We will make your plumbing great again.
License number RF 1106-7749. Hobbies can be fun and expensive. How about a hobby that's fun and could make you money? Find out tomorrow morning at 10 with Emerald Coast Coins. Hear about precious metals and metal detectors as a great hobby. For nearly 20 years, Emerald Coast Coins has been one of the top-rated businesses in Northwest Florida to buy and sell gold, silver, and the best metal detectors to find treasure. Get more information about this tomorrow morning on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
I'm Erin Eiswanger, Republican candidate for Santa Rosa County Commission District 2. I will make sure you, the people, are heard, and the county commissioners work for we, the people, not the developers, special interests, or the political class. I'll work tirelessly to fix our infrastructure, stop irresponsible growth, and grow our economy. I'm Erin Eiswanger, and I'd be honored to have your vote on August 18th. Santa Rosa County will be stronger with Nicewanger.
Paid for and approved by Erin Nicewanger, Republican, Santa Rosa County, District 2.
Getting you up to date as you head to work. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Hey, happy Wednesday to everybody out there. This is Colton Wright filling in for Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3. And David Wayne's got a headline or two for us this morning.
Absolutely. Well, taking a look at the headlines this morning, some severe storms in the Midwest yesterday. Apparently, three people were killed. The National Weather Service confirming three tornadoes touched down near Chicago. Two people died in Indiana and another in Ohio.
Jalosi, Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley beating Democratic Socialist Francesca Hong by less than a percentage point for the Democratic nomination for Wisconsin governor.
Hong had faced scrutiny over previous social media posts and lacked the endorsements of prominent progressives like Senator Bernie Sanders and AOC. But the far left did get a boost in Minnesota, where progressive candidate Lieutenant Governor Peggy Flanagan beat moderate Congresswoman Angie Craig to win the Democratic nomination for Senate.
Fox's Madeline Rivera in South Carolina. Senator Darlene Graham, the sister of the late Senator Lindsey Graham, advanced to a Republican primary runoff against Representative Ralph Norman to run for a full term in November.
There's a big distinction between myself and Ralph Norman. I'm a conservative. I have conservative values. I'm willing to work hard for the people. I'm willing to earn their votes.
The runoff is August 25th. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning. It's 6:31 at News Radio 92.3, and right now 79 degrees. We've got partly cloudy sky, or mostly clear skies, actually, right now. We'll get a full look at our forecast. Channel 3's got that for us in just a couple of minutes. Milton City Council voting last night to move forward with the city's already permitted plan for its new wastewater treatment plant. Rather than wait on further testing of alternative disposal methods, Councilman Robert Leake making the motion.
Well, for what you need tonight, I mean, I would like to just go with what we have permitted. Continue with the 4 million gallon option, and then
the permitted spray field.
The permitted spray field, the 116 acres.
We can work with that.
And the council voting unanimously to proceed with that yesterday. Staff will continue exploring alternative disposal methods for a separate parcel known as Site 4. Well, city officials in Milton also last night receiving an update on a contentious state legislative session that included multiple special sessions and stretched well into the summer. Officials say two Milton-specific projects did make it into the final state budget. Wastewater treatment facility directional drill project and flood barricade and preventative equipment support, covering roughly half of what the city had requested. Officials also noted that a rewrite of Senate Bill 180, along with a proposed artificial intelligence bill of rights, both failed to pass the session, while a bill allowing lawsuits against local governments passed the legislature but was ultimately vetoed by the governor. Governor DeSantis has announced nearly $188 million to strengthen rural health care across the state. Northwest Florida receiving the largest share of that at $81 million across 35 different awards locally. Escambia Community Clinics receiving multiple grants totaling over $10 million combined.
supporting preventative care, workforce development, and specialty services. Northwest Florida Community Hospital, North Walden Doctors Hospital, also getting some significant funding out of that. State officials say the awards are part of a five-year billion-dollar effort to expand healthcare access in rural Florida. A Pensacola event company pushing back on a settlement offer from the Navy after losing its concessions contract for last year's Blue Angels homecoming air show. President Mike Windhorst says he's owed more than $100,000 after that show was canceled due to the government shutdown in 2025. But the Navy's final offer was about $66,000 with conditions he's calling unusual, including a non-disparagement clause. Contract attorney Dennis Green, unaffiliated with the case, says it's rare in government settlements. The Navy said it can't comment. His discussions with Windhorst are still ongoing. Now, the Pensacola Beach Chamber of Commerce is now accepting nominations for its second class of the Radiate Leadership Lab, which runs through August 31st. The program brings together professionals at all career stages for leadership training, running from an October orientation through graduation, which would be next February. Chamber officials say self-nominations are encouraged and only nominees receive the application. Anyone interested can submit a nomination at PensacolaBeachChamber.com. It's 6:35 at News Radio 92.3. Let's get a look at our traffic on the fives with PJ.
Thanks, David. Traffic's brought to you by Anderson Subaru. Davis Highway's clear from the I-10 overpass through Creighton, Brent, and Fairfield. Not seeing any delays on Burgess or Olive. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives. Back to you.
We are going to be seeing mostly sunny skies today with a 20% chance of rain, high near 91 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 78. For Thursday, mostly sunny skies, 20% chance of rain, high near 93. Thursday night, temperatures dropping near 79. Keeping your nice hot weather around 94 degrees for your high on Friday with a 20% chance of rain. Friday night, temperatures dropping near 78. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
And right now we've got 79 degrees across the area, mostly clear skies this morning. Our next news at 7, and breaking news anytime it happens. This is News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Murray with your money now. Consumer prices likely increased moderately in July, which could further reduce financial market expectations for the Federal Reserve to raise interest rates this year. Reuters economists predict that the CPI likely rebounded by 0.1% last month. In the 12 months through July, the CPI is forecast to have increased 3.4%. Toyota said it is recalling about 655,000 of its Camry vehicles globally due to a display error that may deactivate safety indicators like turn signals and hazard lights during startup. Most of the now recalled cars were sold in the U.S., where more than 508,000 model year 2025 to 2026 Camry hybrids are affected. Hello Kitty owner Sanrio's stock fell 18% this morning after its fiscal first quarter results. The company reported revenue of $326 million for the quarter that ended in June, which is up by more than 20% from a year earlier. The company also maintained its full-year forecast. Futures have risen this morning. That's your money now.
Texting enrolls you in recurring automated marketing text messages. Consent are required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
The team's looking good this season.
I think so. Man, I miss playing football. Ever since I turned 40, I just can't find that fire I used to have.
Think it could be lower testosterone?
What do you mean?
I was feeling the same way. After 40, the body has less testosterone, and men lose their edge. That's why I take Nugenix Total T2.
That's the testosterone booster, right?
Yes, but Total T2 is their brand new formula that skyrockets nitric oxide levels in as little as 3 hours. Since I started taking it, I've been lifting like when we played for Coach Carter. My energy is way up, and it even spiced up things between me and the missus.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles?
Yep, just send a text.
Text SPARK to 215215 for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T2, the next generation testosterone booster. Text now and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo X, our newest, most powerful fat burner ever, absolutely free. Text SPARK to 215215. That's SPARK to 215215.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Summer is here and Prim and Popper is ready. From officially licensed Blue Angels and U.S. Navy merchandise to custom engraving and branded promotional products, they do it all right here in Gulf Breeze. Shopping for yourself, buying a gift, or putting your logo on something your customers will actually keep? Go see them. Visit primandpopper.com or stop by their shop in Gulf Breeze, located in the heart of Proper on the way to Pensacola Beach. Prim and Proper, officially licensed, locally loved.
Every piece of jewelry has a story. Some start with a yes. Some start with, this belonged to my grandmother. Some start with, can we turn this into something new? However the story begins, the right jeweler helps it last. With custom design, careful restoration, and engagement rings built to last generations, Beret Jewelers has helped Pensacola keep those stories shining strong. Beret Jewelers, 40 years of coastal shine.
As Florida parents, we have a choice about where our children receive their education. I'm a mom of four, and I've chosen Santa Rosa County Public Schools for my family. That's why I'm running for school board. I have a vested interest in making sure our children receive a quality education. I'll be your advocate in our community, promoting transparency, fiscal responsibility, and a brighter future for every student. I'm Jill Broxton-Teston. I'll be honored to earn your vote.
Paid for by the campaign to elect Jill Broxton-Teston for Santa Rosa County School Board.
Ever notice how the best advice usually comes from someone who actually does this stuff for a living? That's the idea behind Pet Talk, also known as the Pensacola Expert Panel, weekdays at 9.
Good morning, this is Pet Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg.
Meg sits down with local business owners and professionals to talk real solutions, real experience, and real life questions. Pet Talk with Meg.
Weekdays 9 to 11.
On News Radio 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620. Informative, local, dependable.
Welcome back. This is Colton Wright filling in for Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3. Man, PJ, you're killing it with the song choices.
Thank you.
Little known fact, Jimmy Eat World, that band, I used to run a small, very small, not much bigger than this studio, music venue in downtown Pensacola many years ago in the mid-90s. And some members from that band were in another band that actually played in my little music venue.
That's small, very cool.
Small, all ages, little punk rock spot. So
nice.
So good stuff. One day we'll have to sit down and talk about Pensacola music history because, and if Candy was in here, I guarantee she could go on and on too, because there's a lot of bands that are really big now or got big in the 90s that we all got to see when they're on their first U.S. tour ever, you know, four or five sweaty guys in a van, right?
That's right.
So good stuff. Cool. People don't realize that REM played here at what is the Handlebar now in the early 80s. So
before they were big.
Yeah, when they were just a couple college guys.
Oh, wow, that's cool.
now they're older than me, so now they're on Social Security. Although I don't think they need it. They've got plenty of money. So, hey, everyone, just remember school starts today in Escambia County. So if you're going to be out on the road today, just remember, pack your patience. Keep in mind, there's going to be some school buses out there. There'll probably be some kids walking down the sidewalk and out and about. So just keep that in mind. So we had Kelvin Infinger interview with us a little while ago. He jumped on the phone with me. And if you want to go back and listen to that, if you didn't get a chance to catch it, just jump on the News Radio app or jump on the website, check out the podcast from the 6 o'clock hour, and you'll be able to go back and hear that once it gets posted. So today we're talking a lot about economic development. You know, I moonlight as a county commissioner, but I try to tell people and remind them I'm just a regular dude. I'm just a regular person. I put my pants on the same way everybody else does. And the title, you know, has its place, but, you know, titles don't define who we are as people. And it's just, it's a job that I have that I serve proudly, but it doesn't define who I am. But with that, economic development and the military are two of the passions that I have in that role. And I try to make sure that when we talk about economic development, what does that really mean? To me, it means providing for future, providing for the community. It's not just about jobs themselves, because people talk about jobs all the time. But it's really, I think, the key word is opportunity, in my opinion. How do we provide opportunity for our children, for our grandchildren? How do we make sure that there's an opportunity for them that if they choose, they could stay in the area that they grew up in? They could stay in Pensacola. They could stay in Milton. They could stay in Gulf Breeze. You know, I remember growing up and being in high school. You know, I graduated in 1993, so I'm dating myself. But there weren't a lot of options if you wanted to stay in the area. So most everyone would move away. Frankly, there wasn't much to do either. A lot of my friends were dying to get out of Escambia and Santa Rosa County, you know, go to college, go see the world. And many of them swore, I'm never going back there. Now, many migrated back when they realized they had seen a little bit of the rest of the country. And they said, well, you know, man, that Pensacola place, that was a pretty good place to grow up. And it's a great place to come back to, particularly by the time you start talking about raising a family and you look at the great school system we've got in Santa Rosa County. It's a huge driver for us. But just having the opportunity for future generations to say, if they want to stay in a community, can they? You know, are there job opportunities? There's an opportunity for them to grow. Are there opportunities for them to create a new business? You know, whether it be a large scale company or just a small mom and pop business. You know, I worked for a big box retailer right out of high school, and when I was in college, you know, started a career down that path of big box retail, and then ended up starting my own business back in 2003. Sold that company in December of this past year. So 22 years I've built a small business. So I've seen it from both sides. I've seen that large scale company, and then also know what it's like to build something from nothing, to constantly be struggling for cash flow and that type of growth. And then knowing that in small business is much like what Santa Rosa County is experiencing in the rapid growth that we've seen in housing and population. And it's that when you're experiencing rapid growth, it's difficult. You know, oftentimes from the outside looking in, people say, oh man, things must be so great. You're growing, your business is doing well. You know, and outsiders looking into a community saying, hey, that company, that community, it's growing, it's good, you know. But the people that are in it, so the business owner or the people that live in that community while it's growing so rapidly, are feeling the squeeze. You realize that there's never enough cash to go around. The demands are always greater than the resources. And it's a difficult struggle. And that's one thing I tried to do, is use that experience that I had as a business owner, you know, knowing what it's like to struggle. I mean, I can tell you, I don't know if my wife is listening in right now, but I can, you know, I've told people the story about, you know, she sold a prized guitar that she had so that we could buy groceries one time. And I didn't know until after the fact. And that's because we had bills to pay and employees to pay for. And that meant we couldn't pay for ourselves. And I can tell you that, you know, sometimes that went on for 6 weeks, 8 weeks. And people don't always realize the struggle as a small business person, what that's like.
Mm-hmm. Oh, actually, I did that once too. Sold my bass guitar to pay rent. Had to do it early in our marriage, and it's what was required.
It's the sacrifice you make, right?
Absolutely.
It's difficult sometimes. But and we're going to do traffic on the fives. Here we go, PJ.
Travis brought to you by Florida West Economic Development Alliance, working to create high-wage jobs and private capital investment that grows Escambia County's tax base. Take a look at the big board. We have a vehicle crash on the board, US 90 at West Spencerfield Road in Milton. No roadblock associated with that. Also have an object in the roadway, I-10 eastbound, as you approach Highway 29. Use caution. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
All right, thanks, PJ. So economic development. We heard David talking earlier about City of Milton and their vote on the wastewater treatment plant. So I'm sure some of you have heard Andrew talk about, you know, the things that wastewater, right? Not a sexy topic, right? Who wants to talk about that? But why is it so important, particularly with local government? A lot of people don't realize how much wastewater has to do with the availability of capacity of that of wastewater treatment, has to do with economic development. And I can tell you we've had a number of companies over the years that had come to Santa Rosa County, wanted to come into one of our industrial parks. And one of the things that has to be done is we have to get a letter, and City of Milton was the provider of wastewater out there, had to get a capacity letter that would say, hey, we can provide you with, you know, X number of 10,000 gallons or 100,000 gallons, and we can reserve that capacity for you for this project that you're doing that, you know, you may not be open for 2 years. And we got to a point where we couldn't do that. So we had companies eager, ready to come in, buy property in our industrial parks, build facilities, create jobs. But they couldn't get the letter, the capacity letter from the city. And that was no fault of the city. It was just the fact that they just did not have the capacity with their existing plant. Hence the reason why they're trying to grow the, you know, build a new plant, increase capacity. These are some of those growing pains we were talking about, right? But the county, you know, our Shannon Ogletree, our economic development director, who we'll talk to at the 8 o'clock hour, he sat down with myself. He sat down with our administration, and we started working through the idea. And we said, well, you know, how long can we wait for the city of Milton to have their plant online? And also looking at the fact, it's not just a matter of waiting for them, but it was also a matter of predicting growth in general. You know, every day that goes by, there were going to be additional homes that were going to come online, more people moving to the area. So the city of Milton was trying to do the right thing by expanding their plant. But no matter what, they were still going to be struggling to keep up with capacity. Just, it's just the sheer nature of growth. So we started brainstorming the idea. We said, well, what if Santa Rosa County builds our own package plant, basically a wastewater treatment plant? And what would that look like? And as we started walking down that path, we originally thought, well, you know, we'll build it to a certain size. And if we do that, then we can give capacity to, you know, to our economic development in our I-10 industrial park and our parks right there along Highway 87 when you get off I-10 and go north. And the more we looked at it, we said, well, okay, the cost is X. Well, if we increase capacity, how much more does it cost us if we go ahead and build for the future? And that, I will tell you, has been a, it's been an interesting adventure that we embarked on there. But, you know, we broke ground on that, I think about 2 months ago. Congressman Petronas was actually in town and came out to the groundbreaking for that. And it was nice to see Ed Spears, city manager of Milton, came out and supported that effort. And I think it's just one of those things that I think the average person needs to know, that when you flush your toilet or you turn your water on, whether it be at the sink or in the shower, that water's got to go somewhere. And however much water you use at home, imagine, you know, having some manufacturing facility or some distribution facility or a big box retailer and how much water they really use. And you simply cannot have those types of businesses come in and grow the economy and provide jobs if you don't have some place to treat that wastewater. It's one of the reasons why, you know, a company like FPL, why they're so heavily involved in economic development. Because, you know, as the electricity provider, when we've got a company coming into town, you know, a prospect, part of the project is, okay, how big is the building going to be? What infrastructure do they need? How much power are they going to consume? You know, is the infrastructure in place already for FPL to be able to provide that? Or are they going to have to do additional infrastructure? Who's going to bear that cost? Is it going to be the company? Is it going to be the FPL? So there's just, when you start talking about economic development, and these are things, look, I was drinking from a fire hose when I took the job. When you talk economic development, there are so many things that people don't think about, and there's so many moving parts. It's just like most everything, you know, if you work on cars and you're inherently mechanical, it's not a big deal to you. But if you're just the kind of person who just hops in your car, turns the key and goes, or pushes the button, I guess these days, and drives off, you don't realize how many things are required to make an automobile work and how much maintenance is involved and how everything works. And it's that way with most everything. But once again, we are talking a lot of economic development today. We'll have Mayor Reeves on a little bit later, get some updates on some things happening in Pensacola. But we were talking a little bit about the United Kingdom Select Florida trip that we took. And I was telling PJ earlier, in case you missed it, the relationship between the United Kingdom, so London, Ireland, and Scotland, and the state of Florida is unreal. I think most people don't know what that is. That over in the UK, you know, they view the state of Florida as being almost like its own country. And, you know, you forget when you live here how big the state of Florida really is, until you go to a foreign country that's small like that, and you see that
We're the 14th largest economy in the world in the state of Florida. And the UK and companies over there, when they talk about trying to grow and expand their business and they want to come to the United States, Florida's the first place they want to grow into. That's what they're looking at doing. They're looking at coming here and trying to establish roots in Florida so they can expand into the rest of the United States.
Hello, I'm Colonel Eric W. Shorter, and I'm running for mayor. I'm a true son of Pensacola and a product of multiple generations of public servants. My goals are simple. Vertical economic initiatives, jobs, 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 affordability and housing, neighborhood revitalization, and education reformation. Citywide opportunity is possible, and I'm not guessing. Vote for the positive choice, Colonel Eric W. Shorter, for mayor of Pensacola.
Paid and approved by Colonel Eric Shorter, candidate for mayor of Pensacola.
Hey, you know, your house is full of complicated systems that are all different, but they're all kind of similar in the fact that they're complicated. For example, the plumbing. You know, it's a fairly complicated system. Electrical, heating, air conditioning. They're not all the same, but, you know, Robert Peden started a company back in 1969 in Panama City wanting to basically fix air conditioners and install air conditioning systems. Well, HVAC became plumbing, became electrical, generators became not just a company in Panama City, but expanded to Pensacola a long time ago in Ellison Field, east to Tallahassee, west farther, even more recently into Baldwin County and even to Mobile. So two states, two time zones all along the Gulf Coast. They do all that stuff. Good quality products installed properly the first time and with a 100% satisfaction guarantee, so you know you can count on them. And this spring, you can get 2 years of smart care for free with any new air conditioning system you purchase from Peden. That's scheduled maintenance, priority service. So, you know, when demand is high and you don't want to be at the back of the line, well, that puts you at the front of the line. And 15% off any repairs, all included. Call or book online at Peden, P-E-A-D-E-N.com.
Join Jonathan Cook from Jonathan's Flooring and Construction today at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Jonathan will be sharing his years of expertise on flooring, including insight on materials, installation, and maintenance, plus lots of great advice on home and office remodeling, including the kitchen, bath, cabinets, and more.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Making a few small changes to how you use energy in your home can make a big difference. Like setting your AC, every degree you raise it can save you up to 5% on cooling costs. With the FPL Energy Manager, you can easily monitor how much energy you're using, see which appliances use the most, and how it affects your bill. Keep more money in your pocket by making your home more energy efficient. Learn more at fpl.com/ways to save.
Experience, training, and commitment matter. I'm Linda Sanborn, and I'm running for Santa Rosa County School Board District 1. I dedicated 35 years to teaching in public schools and earned a master's degree in education. I know what it takes for students to succeed. With grandchildren in local schools, I'm committed to providing the best education for all students. I would appreciate your vote for Linda Sanborn.
Paid for and approved by Linda Sanborn, Santa Rosa School Board District 1.
You ever hear something in the news and think, that can't be real?
MVR breaks it down weekdays at 11 on News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Good morning. This is Colton Wright filling in for Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3. And let's go to PJ with traffic on the fives.
All right, thanks, Colton. Taking a look at the big board here, we still are working that vehicle crash, US 90 at West Spencerfield Road in Milton. No roadblock associated with that. Also have an object in the roadway, I-10 eastbound as you approach Highway 29. Use caution through that area. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
All right, let's jump over to David Wayne in the newsroom with some headlines.
Well, good morning. Former U.S. Marine Robert Gilman has now been released from Russian custody. Gilman was arrested in 2022 after Russian authorities accused him of kicking a police officer while drunk. President Trump says Russia agreed to release Gilman after he had some discussions with President Vladimir Putin. There is now a federal hearing scheduled this week on Friday for the man accused of killing UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson. There's some speculation that there could be an attempt at a plea deal. This comes after Mangione appeared in state court yesterday, where a judge approved an overflow courtroom for next month's state trial. They're expecting some big crowds for that. And apparently it's getting harder for YouTube creators to earn money on the website. In order to get ad revenue now, creators have to have 8,000 qualified watch hours over the past year or 20 million qualified shorts views in the last 3 months. Apparently they have doubled the requirements to monetize your channel. So your underwater basket weaving channels might be a little more difficult to survive on these days.
All right. Thanks, David. All right. So this morning we've been talking a little bit about economic development, and I was just looking. So if anyone wants to give some feedback, text me at 437-1620, 437-1620. I do see we got one notice from one text from someone that says, "Hey, no thanks. We're full. Florida is full." I hate to tell it to you. People are going to keep coming. We're a great place to live.